WTOP News Time 4:52.
There's a man under arrest in connection with the September attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi that left four Americans dead, but the U.S. can't talk to him.
Fox News Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge joins us now with more. Good to have you back, Catherine.
Thank you, as always, for having me.
So what do we know about this suspect and his connection to the Benghazi attack?
Well, the suspect goes by a number of aliases, but he's most well known as Abu Ahmed. He was arrested by the Egyptians at the end of last year, and sources have told me that the U.S. has been denied direct access to him, which simply means that we're not able to sit in a cell with him and ask our own questions. Abu Ahmed is not believed to have participated in the Benghazi terrorist attack on 9/11, but it is believed that he set up these training camps in eastern Libya where Islamists were able to train with artillery and mortars, and that some of these Islamists were able to take part in the Benghazi attack. And I would note that there were mortars used in the attack that killed the two SEALs on the CIA annex.
Catherine, why can't the U.S. talk to him?
Well, it's not clear what the holdup is. As I mentioned, we're not able to sit in that cell with him and ask our own questions. The important thing is that this does appear to be the second time that the U.S. has been denied access to a suspect or someone who may have knowledge of the operatives who took part in Benghazi. You'll remember last month the Tunisians let go of a suspect called Al-Hirzi when they said there was just not enough evidence to hold him, but it took a lot of pushing from a Republican senator on the Hill, Lindsey Graham, for the FBI to finally get access to him. And this does seem to be the administration's playbook, if you will. When we had the recent testimony of John Brennan for CIA director, he was asked about these access issues, and he really deferred to the authority of foreign governments, and this does seem to be what's playing out.
Is the U.S. getting any information at all from this suspect?
Well, I'm glad you raised that. It's an important point. What was emphasized to me is that our lack of access does not mean that we're not getting information from the Egyptians, and it was certainly suggested that the Egyptians are providing the U.S. with information from their investigation of this operative Abu Ahmed, but it's their own investigation. It's not our own people sitting in a room posing the questions that may matter to us most.
All right. Thank you so much, Catherine.
Thank you.